USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Officials in Miami instituted an 8 p.m. curfew along South Beach last night in response to slowing the spread of the coronavirus. They hope the curfew will cut down on the partying, one of the suspected causes fueling the spike in cases. The new rule comes as Florida topped 10,000 new daily cases for the 10th time. Intensive care units in 8 of the 25 hospitals in Miami-Dade County are full. Police in New York arrested the former executive assistant of a tech entrepreneur who was found earlier this week dead in his apartment. 21-year-old Tyrese Haspel was charged in the second-degree murder of Fahim Saleh, who co-founded a rideshare app that's popular in Bangladesh. Detectives believe a dispute over money appears to be the motive for the murder. They say Haspel owed the 33-year-old Saleh more than $100,000. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Another longtime civil rights leader has passed. Here's USA's John Hunt.
Representative John Lewis, the sharecropper's son who became a giant of the civil rights movement, passed away after a month-long battle with cancer. He was 80. The longtime Georgia congressman, an advocate of nonviolent protest, who had his skull fractured by Alabama state troopers on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, was the last surviving speaker from the 1963 March on Washington. Lewis announced in late December that he was undergoing treatment for stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Lewis had served in the U.S. House of Representatives since 1987, where he was sometimes referred to as the conscience of Congress. His illness didn't stop him from fending off a primary challenge in June. He won with 87% of the vote. Lewis' wife of 44 years, Lillian, died on New Year's Eve 2012. They're survived by one son, John Miles. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The Attorney General has a few things to say about the relationship between Hollywood, Silicon Valley, and China. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the details.
Attorney General Bill Barr blasted Hollywood and Big Tech for their apparent cooperation with China. Barr criticizing Disney, Apple, Microsoft, Google, and others for kowtowing to Chinese policy and demands.
Hollywood's actors, producers, and directors pride themselves on celebrating freedom and the human spirit. And every year at the Academy Awards, Americans are lectured about how this country falls short of Hollywood's ideals of social justice. But Hollywood now regularly censors its own movies to appease the Chinese Communist Party, the world's most powerful violator of human rights. This censorship infects not only the versions of movies that are released in China, but also many that are shown in the United States theaters to American audiences.
The White House preventing the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from testifying before Congress next week. Dr. Robert Redfield was going to talk about how to reopen schools safely. But a White House official said in a statement that Redfield had testified on the Hill 4 times over the last 3 months, and they need their doctors focused on the pandemic response. The CDC says it's still working on those guidelines and won't likely have them until the end of the month. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.